In the lunchtime edition, the police commissioner reports a generally incident-free Grand Kadumut and praises the public for their behavior. The chairman of the BTMI says Crop Over has been a major success tourism-wise. The spokesman for Bridgetown Merchants also praises the festival for delivering a commercial boost. But a former culture minister criticizes aspects of this year's festival and calls for a stakeholder review. Betty West, Fifth Element, and Vida dominate the awards for this year's Grand Kadumut. And the police trying to locate a young female mental patient who escaped from the psychiatric hospital. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest.
The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean.
Every day in a busy world, we have to do so much. Bank with CIBC and get that personal touch. Share your ambitions, let us help your dreams come true. At CIBC, you're at the heart of all we do. We're on your side, we're listening, we know the way you feel. CIBC, ambitions made real.
Commissioner of Police Richard Boyce reports a generally incident-free Grand Kadumut and Crop Over Festival overall. Mr. Boyce tells Starcom Network News, the behavior of people along the route was good and that there were no major challenges unlike last year's event, which was marred by a shooting at Black Rock, St. Michael.
When you compare to last year, this year was by a large margin, a better year for us in terms of how everything played out. Because last year, if we reflect briefly, we know we had an unfortunate incident at Black Rock. But this year, nothing like that occurred. And by and large, everyone was well-behaved. As would happen at each festival, you would find persons who would probably have drank too much, would misbehave. And that occurred once or twice during our moving around and observing persons who were attending. But we were able to bring those situations under control.
He praised the behavior of the Grand Kadumut spectators.
If everyone considers the thousands of persons who would have attended this event, we as a country on the whole should congratulate ourselves in hosting such an event, bearing in mind that we had a number of visitors who came in to attend the festival. So in essence, I want to say that minus any major event, minus any rowdyism, just one or two skirmishes, but nothing really that got out of hand, we want to thank all persons for making our work easier by the orderly manner in which they continue themselves.
Meantime, Commissioner Boyce has requested a report on the circumstances depicted in a video posted on social media, which appears to show a man being struck with a baton by a police officer in tactical gear.
I saw the video only just a couple of minutes ago, and I will have to get the full details of it. As we know, we're just seeing a part of a situation, but when I get the full story behind it, then I will speak further on it. At this point, I would just ask persons to give me a report on it. I'm going to get that report and get from the beginning to the ending of it, because it's just a clip. But I would like to find out what occurred before what I noticed in the video.
Commissioner of Police Richard Boyce, Chairman of the Board of the Barbados Tourism Marketing Incorporated, BTMI, Shelley Williams, considers this year's Crop Over Festival to have been a major success tourism-wise. Mrs. Williams highlighted the attendance of many influencers, as well as celebrities, including Barbados's national hero, Rihanna.
Oh my goodness, we had so many people. And as you can see, Rihanna came back and participated on the road, jumping. We had Ira Star from Africa. We had African influencers. We had media from Africa. We had media from the UK, media from all over the world, US, just participating. Some of them even not from us even soliciting them, but them coming on their own to just highlight this festival and 50 years of this festival. So for us, it has been a success. For us, we will continue to grow and work with the NCF to see that this festival remains one of the top festivals to come to and the biggest summer festival there is.
She emphasized the importance of stakeholder collaboration.
As the bands are growing, we need to work with those band leaders more. And just to make sure that they're happy, we need to work with the artists more. We need to play more of our music. There's so many more things that we can do. But for tourism, I think we are working hand in hand with the National Culture Foundation. And I think we have a very strong festival and it will continue to grow and get better.
Chair of the board of the Barbados Tourism Marketing Incorporated, Shelley Williams, an increase in the number of crop over events this year has resulted in a general boost in sales for some Bridgetown retailers. This is according to Chairman of the Bridgetown Revitalization Committee, businessman Eddie Abed.
The entire season this year did not disappoint in the retail sector generally. Those who sold garments, shoes, cosmetics, here, any of these items that would have played well in supporting people's looks and helping them dress for the event were very, very well received. Some had extremely good sales, some had better than average sales, but generally most people saw an uptick in their sales. And this was driven by all of the events. And this year we had so many more events than we've had in previous years.
Eddie Abed. Meantime, former Minister of Culture Stephen Lashley has issued a statement outlining what he considers to be a number of shortcomings in this year's Crop Over Festival. He believes there should be a stakeholder consultation to review this year's events and to correct any issues that occurred.
I would urge that, you know, there is a urgent meeting of the minds to put it right and ensure that the next festival, we don't have the kind of problems that we have seen in this our major event of 50 years.
Former Minister of Culture Stephen Lashley in the Lunchtime Edition.
The Lunchtime Edition of the latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean.
Betty West Productions' Fifth Element Mass and Vida by Esquire have dominated the awards for this year's Grand Cadouman. The Betty West Band, led by Betheling West, took the first place prizes for Best Band on the Road, Large Band of the Year in the Heritage category, Best Flag Person, and the BMA Brands of Barbados Large Band Award. Ms. West says while this year was a challenging one for her, she is pleased with how things went in the end.
Yesterday, I was proud to see my banner. For all the difficulties I've been through, I felt great. And all my band members really enjoy themselves. But all in all, for me yesterday, it was good when that little rain came down. You know, we really enjoyed that whatnot.
Meanwhile, Vida by Esquire won the Gold Award for Advertising for Large Party Band of the Year and Best Presentation in the Party Band category. Band leader for Vida by Esquire, Rand Ford, says the awards are a testament to the band's hard work.
Even though we did enter, the aim or the focus is not about just an award, but for us, it shows the great work our teams have put together from the directors all the way down to the partners that we work with.
Fifth Element Mass took the first prize for Best Presentation in the Heritage category, Best Individuals, both male and female, BMA Brands of Barbados Small Band Award, and Small Band of the Year in the Heritage category. Aura, which by far was the largest band on the roll with an estimated 3,000 revelers, they did not compete. They do not judge. The Barbados Police Service is trying to locate a female mental patient who has escaped from the psychiatric hospital at Black Rock St. Michael a week ago. 18-year-old Jade Barnett of Parish Land, Christchurch, escaped from the female admissions ward of the psychiatric hospital about 5 p.m. last Monday, July 29th. She's described as being about 5 feet, 2 inches tall, of slim build, with a big forehead, thin eyebrows, small features, puffy cheeks, thin lips, big ears, and a pointed nose. Her hair is brown in color, straightened and braided in two cornrows. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris has picked Tim Walz as her running mate for the presidential election. The Minnesota governor and former high school teacher will become Vice President Harris, will become vice president if Harris beats Donald Trump in November. Our top stories. The Police Commissioner Richard Boyce reports a generally incident-free Grand Cadouman and praises the public for their behavior. The chairman of the BTMI, Shelley Williams, says Crop Over has been a major success tourism-wise. The spokesman for Bridgetown Merchants, Eddie Abed, also praises the festival for delivering a commercial boost. Former Culture Minister Stephen Lashley criticizes aspects of this year's festival and calls for a stakeholder review. Betty West, Fifth Element, and Vida dominate the awards for this year's Grand Cadumut. The police try to locate a young female mental patient who escaped from the psychiatric hospital. And Kamala Harris names her running mate in the U.S. presidential election. That running mate is, of course, Minnesota Governor Waltz. Tim Waltz. The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News was brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.